You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis met in the Vatican on Tuesday with Russian Orthodox Metropolitan Hilarion, who came to thank the Holy Father for the recent loan of the relics of a 4th century saint, Nicholas of Myra. The relics, which were taken from the southern Italian city of Bari to Moscow and St. Petersburg, drew huge crowds of Orthodox pilgrims during the two-month loan period. Metropolitan Hilarion, who has been a regular visitor to the Vatican in recent years, heads the Department for External Church Relations. Speaking to Vatican Radio after the private audience, the Orthodox leader said he and the Pope also discussed ongoing tensions in Ukraine, as well as joint efforts to support Christians in the Middle East. Despite a warming of relations between Moscow and Rome, he said there are no current plans for a papal visit to Russia or for Patriarch Kirill to visit the Vatican. You're here meeting with Pope Francis today to give thanks, I understand, for the recent visit of the relics of St. Nicholas to Russia and also to discuss other areas of shared interest. Can you tell us about, in the light of that very successful visit of the relics to Moscow and St. Petersburg, about other areas of cooperation that can highlight the progress that's been made in the Catholic Orthodox relationship?
First of all, I would like to mention that the translation of the relics of St. Nicholas to Russia was a very special event because almost 2.5 million people venerated the relics and people stood in queues for 6, 8, up to 10 hours. And it was a very extraordinary event. As I told today Pope Francis, for many decades, the relationships between the Russian Orthodox Church and the Roman Catholic Church developed outside of the sight of ordinary faithful. For example, when Metropolitan Nicodem came to the Vatican in the 1960s and the 1970s, not many people, even in the church, knew about them. And obviously, all Soviet media were completely silent about this activity. The first event which brought the attention of the Russian people was, of course, the historic meeting between the Pope and the Patriarch, which took place in February last year. But the first event in which the people really participated was the translation of the relics. And when it was broadcast live for many hours on the Russian television, when the Patriarch openly and officially thanked Pope Francis and the Archbishop of Bari, it became known to everybody.
In light of this very visible, as you say, progress that's taking place, what else are you working on? Where do you hope to go now to take this relationship forward?
We are working in particular on the humanitarian assistance to the Christians in the Middle East. And we are developing common projects. For example, we created a working group together with the Roman Catholic Church, which is now occupied by creating a catalog of churches, monasteries, and shrines which were destroyed during the war in Syria. Because we very much hope that the war will end soon. But after the war, there will be an immense task of restoring the country, of restoring the churches, and also of providing safe space for the Christians in order for them to be able to come back home. And I think this is one of the areas in which our churches can cooperate very strongly.
You mentioned the meeting in Havana between the Pope and the Patriarch. In that joint declaration that they issued, there was talk about the vital importance of religious freedom. Now, as you know, there's been concern over the past couple of years about changes to the religion law in Russia and about the way that that may be limiting the rights and the freedoms of some believers. Did you discuss this with Pope Francis, first of all, and what guarantees can you give us that all believers today have full religious freedom, full rights and possibilities to share their faith?
I didn't discuss the situation with Pope Francis today. We spent a lot of time discussing the situation in the Ukraine, where, in our point of view, the violations of religious freedom are quite visible and quite open. For example, there are several laws which are proposed by the Supreme Rada, the parliament of the Ukraine, which in one way or another have the aim to discriminate the canonical Ukrainian Orthodox Church of the Moscow Patriarchate. As far as the situation in Russia is concerned, we never heard any concerns from our Catholic brothers, either here in the Vatican or in other countries. We did hear some concerns of the journalists, but in my opinion, they are ungrounded.
Not just regarding Catholics, there were concerns regarding Protestant groups in particular or other Orthodox groups.
There are concerns regarding sects. For example, the Jehovah's Witnesses were prohibited from activities recently, but we do not consider them either a Christian church or a Christian group. We consider them as a sect. And I can say from my own experience, because I serve in Moscow in a parish where we have a special program of rehabilitation of those people who became victims of the sects. With regard to other Christian confessions or non-Christian traditional denominations, we do not experience any limitations of their activities, and I did not hear any concerns expressed by them.
You mentioned also the difficult situation in Ukraine. The Pope and the Patriarch, of course, expressed the wish, they hoped that their meeting would lead to reconciliation, to an easing of the tensions between Orthodox and the Greek Catholics there. Is it possible to talk about any kind of progress, any moves towards reconciliation here?
I think it is difficult at the moment to notice a progress, because the rhetoric of the Ukrainian state continues to be very aggressive towards Russia, and this goes on the political scale. But it also touches upon ecclesial questions, because, for example, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which is autonomous, which is administratively independent from Moscow, it is repeatedly being accused of being an agent of the state aggressor, as they call Russia. And one of the laws which is proposed suggests that this church should be obliged not to call itself the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, but to call itself the Church of Russia in Ukraine, which means that it will be treated as a foreign religious organization, while the majority of Orthodox people of Ukraine belong to this church. And this church considers itself a national Ukrainian Orthodox Church, while it retains a spiritual link with the Moscow Patriarchate.
What else can you do to try and help members of all the different churches there work towards national reconciliation, do you think?
Well, I think we should work very closely. And the first step for each religious confession would be to abstain from aggressive rhetoric. Once this is achieved, we can think of other steps. But this is very important in the current situation.
Finally, given the progress that has been made in the relationship between Moscow and the Holy See, can we look forward to a papal visit to Moscow or indeed a visit of the Patriarch to the Vatican anytime soon?
Neither of such visits is on the agenda at the moment.
My thanks to Metropolitan Hilarion, who heads the Russian Orthodox Church's Department for External Church Relations.